السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. A new betrayal. The Lebanese Authority releases one of the prisoners affiliated with the Jewish entity. Translated. Today, Thursday, the 21st of August, 2025, the Lebanese authorities suddenly released Saleh Abu Hussein, who is one of the affiliates of the Jewish entity, without any exchange, and they handed him over to the entity on the front lines of the occupied Palestine in Naqoura. This release comes after the visit of the American envoys Barak and Ortegas to Lebanon, at a time when the Jewish entity continues killing, shelling, and destruction in all cities and villages of Lebanon, and imprisoning many of the people of Lebanon, and occupying many villages adjacent to Palestine in addition to its massacres in Gaza and the West Bank. The reckless, treacherous act of the authority is a crime in the legal and political sense, and complicity and submission to the orders of America and the Jews. Rather, it is also a crime in the legal sense, as the law stipulates that the Jewish entity is an enemy and occupier. So how can a spy affiliated with it, who entered stealthily, be released without a judicial decision and without any legal justification? But no wonder, for this betrayal was preceded by betrayals in releasing the criminal agents for the Jews, even those who shed much blood for the people of Lebanon. Knowing that the authority in Lebanon continues at the same time the political detention of hundreds, and the pursuit of thousands of innocents under the fabricated charge of terrorism, and supporting the revolution of Hashem for periods exceeding 10 years without trial, in a clear aggression from it against the dignity of its sons and the sons of Syria. The authority whose Prime Minister Salem recently held the position of judge in the International Court of quote-unquote justice for 9 years, and its president promised to end these unjust cases. So, has the release of the spy become more important than the release of the innocents? It would have been more appropriate for this authority to hasten the release of these people, compensate them for the harm that befell them, and punish their oppressors. We in Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Wilaya of Lebanon remind that the authority in Lebanon is an extension of the authorities established in the lands of the Muslims, and they are authorities devoid of legitimacy and subservient to the disbelieving West and its tools in our lands, who care only for the interests of the West and carrying out its orders at the expense of the interests of the people and their care, without the slightest regard for principle, creed, and rulings. O people of Lebanon and its inhabitants from the neighboring lands, do not expect justice from this authority, nor care, nor concern, and be certain that the solution for Lebanon is to return it to its origin as part of the lands of Hashem under the shade of the rightly guided Khilafa, Caliphate state, that takes care of your affairs, lifts oppression from you, restores the rights to their owners, prevents the West from interfering in its affairs, sweeps away the Jewish entity, prevents treachery, and forbids betrayal, for it is the promise of Allah Almighty that will be fulfilled soon. And for it, we work. And they say, when is that? Say, perhaps it will be soon. Surah Al-Isra, Ayah 51. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Lebanon. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.